Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Perium. Welcome to our Tuesday night training call, January 15th. The subject matter is turning resolutions into results. It's going to be fun. Hopefully in 2013, you've got some big things that you want to accomplish, whether it's losing weight, rebooting your metabolism, detoxing your body, getting out of debt, having more money, having more time with the people that you love, whatever it may be. This call is going to help you to move toward that result, and we're going to talk a little bit about a process of turning those resolutions into results. One of the things that's great that's going on right now with Perium is that most people's top two resolutions are weight loss or making more money, or both. And the good thing is that we can help you with both, and in fact, the way that our transformation program works, the two work hand in hand. Because the better the results you get on your transformation, the more that you change your body, change your habits, lose weight, feel better, the easier it is to promote your business. And then if you're in business and your goal is to make more money, well, guess what? The easiest way to make more money is to have a great result on the product, which means that you're going to stick to your transformation and you're going to avoid those pitfalls because you want to have a good result, because you want to have your business be successful. So whether your driving force is weight loss or your driving force is making money, chances are that your transformation can and should be more successful because you're in the Perium business. So we'll talk a good bit about that tonight. Dave Sandoval and I are going to be traveling around the country here over the next 10 days. We've got a lab tour this Friday in Long Beach, going to be in Central California, in Paso Robles, California on Saturday. Dave's going to be up there doing a transformation seminar and tasting. Dave's flying out to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania for a Wednesday evening event. Then we're going to do a couple of healthy happy hours together Thursday, Friday down in Delray Beach, Florida, and in Weston, Florida. And then Saturday we're doing a big Super Saturday in Boca Raton on the 26th. We're going to have a morning event for health professionals. Afternoon, we're going to do a transformation seminar as well as a training. So lots of stuff happening. We're getting out on the road to promote this program, and we want you to be sharing your success. And that's really what we want to do is create a 10-day transformation, create a program, and we're providing more and more tools. We've got an unbelievable brochure. We keep on adding to our website, and we got a lot more special things in store as the month rolls on. So Dave and I want to get on the road, and if you know people in Pennsylvania, if you know people in California, if you know people in Florida, even if you don't live there, reach out to your friends, email them, call them, check out the flyers we put together. We got some new flyer formats that I think look great. So, we're doing everything to help you to be successful and to promote your business. And we're giving you the tools to promote it yourself. Some of the people that have been very successful in promoting our business over the last 60, 90 days were our top Gold Rush promoters. So we had a end-of-the-year Gold Rush. 50 different distributors took advantage of the program. But Jeff from Idaho, the Power Team, the Agata Power Team from California, Living Young Inc. from California, those were our top recruiters over the end of the year. And not surprisingly, Agata Power Team looks like they're going to be going from Diamond, maybe jumping right over Double Diamond and heading to Blue Diamond. Jeff and Living Young, that team, those teams are heading toward Diamond. So we've got lots of folks that are achieving better results here this year by leading with the transformation program. And before we get into the details of the transformation program and how you can use it to accomplish your goals, I just want to read a little piece. It's one of my favorite pieces, Lewis Carroll from Alice in Wonderland. And this little segment from the book I think is just perfect to lead into this idea of turning resolutions into results. And the segment says, one day Alice came to a fork in the road and saw a Cheshire cat in a tree. Well, which road do I take? She asked. Well, where do you want to go? Was his response. I don't know, Alice answered. Then it doesn't matter, said the Cheshire cat. So bottom line is, if you don't know where you want to go, any road will take you there. If you do know where you want to go, then you can create a path and a game plan to find success. So that's the first thing that is important in having success, is to know where you want to go. And that sounds silly, but the reality is that having goals and having specific goals and having goals that are written down are going to make a major difference in what you accomplish for this year. In fact, there's a very famous study done by the Harvard Business School. It comes from a book, What They Don't Teach You in the Harvard Business School, by Mark McCormick. And they took a class of Harvard business graduates, and what they found was that 84% of the people had no goals coming out of college. 13% said they had goals but didn't write them down, and 3% wrote down their goals. Well, guess what? 10 years later, the 3% earned 10 times as much as the other 97% put together. Let me say that again. The 3% earned 10 times as much as the 97% put together. So goals are super, super important, and being specific, having them be measurable, and knowing what you want to accomplish. Now, you might say, well, you know, I'm still not convinced. And Brian Tracy, who's a very famous sales trainer, in his book Goals, said that there are actually four reasons why people don't write down their goals or don't set goals in the first place. And the first one is they don't realize about the importance of goals. And so hopefully just with that little statistic I gave you about the Harvard Business School graduates, you'll understand that goals are important. The second reason is they don't know how to set goals. And really, we're going to talk a little bit about how to make specific, measurable, actionable goals here tonight. They fear failure. You know, failure hurts. And, you know, when you write down a goal and you don't achieve it, then sometimes people choose not to write it down or to think about it because they don't want to fail. That's not a good reason not to create a goal. Or they fear rejection. And sometimes they worry that others will be critical of them by achieving the goal. And that sounds weird too, but that's certainly the case, especially with weight loss. People are used to seeing you a certain way, and oftentimes they're uncomfortable when you start to be successful, and surrounding yourself with successful people and actually declaring your goals to people who care about you and want you to succeed are one of the easiest and best ways to turn your resolutions into results. And I want to start with my own little success story. So I'm very, very happy with what's been happening with my transformation. So I'm 6'1", 6'1 and a half, 47 years old, in decent shape, eat pretty well, and I found myself creeping up to 200 pounds right after Thanksgiving. So I did my first transformation. I got down to 192 pounds, went back to eating better food than I normally do, kept about half of that weight off through the holidays into the new year, and decided to do another transformation with the goal of seeing 189 pounds for the first time in 5 years. And I'm hoping tomorrow morning I'm going to see that. I was a little over 190 pounds this morning. I'm on my seventh day of my transformation. I'm having a great experience. So with two transformations within 6 weeks, I'm going to knock off 10-plus pounds that I put on over the last 5 years that I haven't been able to take off with just my normal lifestyle. So that was one of my goals here this year, was to see 189 pounds for the first time since 2008, and it looks like that's going to happen. So I'm really, really excited, and that's the thing that's important about having a goal, is knowing what it is, writing it down, having a specific intent, and working backwards from that written goal. So, you know, ASAP is not a time. You know, as soon as possible is not a time. You know, losing lots of weight is not a specific amount. So lots is not a number. So try to be as specific as possible. Financial freedom is not a meaningful goal because it's not specific enough. So if you want to pay down your credit card from $12,000 to $4,000 by April 1st, that's a specific goal. And so from those goals, you can create action, and not only create action, but stick to the action better than you normally would. There's a great saying, which is the bigger your why, the easier your how. The bigger your why, the easier your how. And what that means is that if you want something badly enough, if you have a reason why you want to accomplish something, you're much more likely to make the necessary changes to make that happen, to reprioritize your life to allow for this new thing. And that's why, unfortunately, so many people wait till they have a heart attack. They wait till they have cancer. They wait till they're diagnosed with diabetes. They wait until they're 50 or 60 pounds overweight instead of starting, you know, that life transformation when they're 20 or 30 pounds overweight. So oftentimes it's not until something very uncomfortable happens that you end up making a radical change. From a financial standpoint, it could be the first time that your credit card gets declined at the grocery store or whatever it may be, where you start to bump up against something that makes you uncomfortable, that you end up making a change. Now, if you can use the beginning of the year, where we are right now, to make changes in a proactive way versus a reactive way, it's a lot more fun way to live, to operate out of inspiration rather than desperation is a more fun way to live. And so, you know, what I'm hoping that you'll do or already have done is create specific written goals. And we have in our Fast Start training a little audio about goal setting. It's also in the guidebook, and we talk about a process called plan, do, measure, adjust. Plan, do, measure, adjust. So you plan, you write down a specific intention, a specific thing that you want to accomplish. Create a written plan with milestones of how you're going to successfully achieve it. Then you're going to do it. You're going to every day have action toward that goal. And, you know, sometimes creating that plan to accomplish the goal may take a little bit of time. It may take a little bit of effort. It may take a little bit of pulling out the calculator and saying, gosh, you know what? I'm $12,000 in debt on this credit card. I want to get down to $4,000 in debt on this credit card. I'm hoping that Purium is going to provide at least, you know, $3,000 of that. And so what do I need to do to earn $3,000 between now and, you know, April 1st to make that happen, to hit that first goal? And so that's what it takes, is a little bit of effort. Things don't happen by circumstance. As that Alice in Wonderland story said, is, you know, if you don't know where you want to go, it doesn't matter which road you take. But also, if you choose to go down a certain road and you're not going to take the map with you, then it doesn't really matter that you know if you're staying on track. So you have a written plan, and then this plan do, you're going to do action every day to make that happen, measure it, make sure that you're staying on track, and then adjust. And so that's one of the things I love about the 10-day transformation, is it gives you a specific time frame, you know, which is 10 days. And that's a chunk of time that most everyone can get their head around, is I know what I'm doing over the next 10 days, and I can readjust my priorities to make weight loss an important goal, if that's one of your goals. And so that's something that's helped everybody create success, is because most challenges out there are 90 days. And 90 days, a lot harder to get your head around as to what kind of activities you need to do for 90 days. But for 10 days, it's easier. The other thing that's great about what David Sandoval has done is he's put together a specific game plan. It's all charted out. We have a beautiful little card that goes in every transformation order now. It's in your support packet. It tells you, you know, what to take, when to take it exactly. So it takes a lot of the planning out of it. It takes a lot of the questions out of it so you know how to do this. And if you have any questions, we've got 2 support calls a day to help you to be successful. So if weight loss is your goal, then you can create a specific intention of how much weight you want to lose during that 10-day transformation. Make sure that you take your before pictures, you write your testimonial, you go to transformationenrollment.com, put in your information, and then plan out that process and weigh yourself every morning. Make sure that you're staying on top of what you're trying to get done, and then adjust. So if for some reason you notice, oh gosh, I didn't lose as much weight yesterday as I did the couple days before, then you can say, oh, you know, I did kind of sneak this, and understand what the consequences are. So the tighter that you measure, the tighter that your plan is, the more specific you are with your activities, the easier it is to make those little adjustments day by day to know whether you're being successful. It's the same thing with your business, is that once you start to connect the dots between how much money you want to make, how many people you need to make that, then you can tie that to gift cards. You can tie that to transformation packs. You can tie that to duplication. So we don't really have time tonight because we're talking a little higher level on the theory of how to hand out a gift card and what to do to make that happen, but I can tell you that gift cards are the key to helping you to track your progress, to make sure that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing and measuring that. And not only that, but as you bring in new people and you start to duplicate yourself, because to be successful in this business, it's not just about how many people you can bring in, but how you can help others to be successful and bring in folks, then you can just ask them that simple question of how many gift cards you hand out this week. Now, there's a really important concept in all of this, and this is where the challenge piece comes in. There's a great book called The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg, D-U-H-I-G-G, and he talks about how to create positive habits. And, you know, one of the things that's super important is to share it with a group, that if you share your goal with a group, that it will dramatically increase the chances that you're going to have for success. And that's where that challenge comes in, is that lots of folks are creating transformation challenge groups. They're doing it together. And with social media, there's so many ways to gather people together face-to-face or even virtually to create a team, to create some energy. And the other thing that really is powerful in this book, The Power of Habit, is that there are certain habits that are keystone habits, and that when you reset that habit, it can change everything in your life, and that's almost not an exaggeration. And eating is one of those things that has so many habits built into it that by taking a 10-day break, by rebooting yourself, detoxing yourself, resetting your metabolism, you can literally have a reset almost like a January 1st on your whole life if you choose to make it that profound. So we're seeing that happen over and over and over again, is people are using this transformation program as a springboard to identify other habits and a springboard for seeing what they can accomplish and feeling so good about themselves and, you know, knowing and celebrating the control that you have for having the success of changing literally what you put in your mouth, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, and that's something that you'll learn a lot from. So I really encourage you, no matter how much you weigh, no matter how old you are, no matter how good you think your health is or how bad you think your health is, I really encourage you to do this transformation, because I think that it will have results for you that will be far beyond what the scale says. And I think that's a really important thing that we're doing with this 10-day transformation. So Yeah, it's 9 times faster than the competition. Yeah, it's 3 to 5 times less expensive than the competition. Yeah, it's healthier than the competition. There are so many things we can be proud of as to how this program works, but I think the thing that to me is so interesting is that for those who want to take it to another level, this idea of resetting not only their metabolism, but potentially mindset and cleaning out other parts of your life really can come from this program. So I know that David Sandoval was going to be listening in here this evening, and I know he probably has a ton of ideas about the idea of resetting, utilizing resolutions, turning resolutions into results. So, Dave, if you're on the line and listening in, you know, would love to hear, you know, some of your thoughts and ideas and piggybacking on to what I laid out. So Dave and I know that he said that he was going to try to listen in. He had a lot going on here this evening. I was hoping he'd be joining us here tonight, but maybe he's not. So I'm going to continue on. Dave, if you are on the line and just on mute or something, just feel free to interrupt at any time. So, you know, to me, the thing that's important that drives the activities to make things happen is not only the reason why, but also the belief level that you can. And so having a belief level that you can lose weight, having a belief level that this program will work, that these products will work, having a belief level in this business, having a belief level in this industry is something that's so important. And that can happen in one of two ways. One way is information. So you can educate yourself on how our transformation compares to other transformations. Educate yourself on how our products work compared to other products. Or you can just try them, take them, use it, and be serious about it and have the experience. And I believe that the experience is always, always more effective, always more dramatic, always more important in creating results than the information. And that's where, you know, it's another reason why there's no substitute for trying this transformation program and explaining it for yourself. Because when I talk to people about the transformation program, I definitely look at labels and explain information that I've read, but mostly I'm speaking from my heart and speaking from my mind about what's happened to me when I've done this, and I believe that maybe as early as tomorrow morning, I'll have dropped 10 full pounds right through the holidays when most people are gaining at least 5 full pounds because of this program, and that speaks volumes to my belief level. So it's so much easier for me to instill belief in others because I have such a high belief level in how this program works. And, you know, definitely be watching your emails. If you're on the text message program, Team Sandoval, watch for text messages. We're going to be putting in more photos of people doing their transformations and showing the before and afters. We've had people, you know, Gyla's lost over 30 pounds, Chuck's lost 26 pounds. You know, we've had lots of people who have lost lots of weight. But that's the other thing I want to say about how this transformation challenge works. It's a little different than other programs, and I think far better, is if you look at these other transformation challenges, they're mostly set up like the biggest loser. The person who loses the most weight is the person who wins. Well, you know, it's very difficult to compete with somebody who has 100 or 150 or 200 pounds to lose when you only have 5 or 20 or 40 pounds to lose. And so that's something that's neat about our challenge is to qualify, all you need to do is lose 5 pounds and 3 inches. So if you lose 5 pounds and 3 inches, you have the opportunity to win an all-expense-paid trip for two to Dave's personal wellness retreat. It's going to be a rejuvenating trip. It's going to be an amazing trip. And we're giving away one of these packages for free every 10 days. So that's another thing that's different about the program is not only is it shorter and easier to accomplish because it's 10 days versus 90, we're also giving away prizes much faster than a lot of these other programs. So this is a fun, exciting, you know, thing to tap into. So Most people are doing one of two things. Either they're getting their results first, they're getting their transformation pack or their transformation cleanse, and they're getting their results, they're taking it seriously, they're losing 5, 10, 15, 20 pounds, and then they're sharing their picture, sharing their story, and enrolling lots of folks, or at least asking people to try. Other people are gathering people together and creating a transformation challenge group and having the support and doing it together and maybe even having their own internal challenge where, you know, sometimes those informal prizes, those little trophies that are meaningful just for the handful of coworkers that you have or friends that you have is worth even more than, you know, the bragging rights, if you will, are worth more than winning the retreat. And so people are doing that as well. Either way, create a game plan where you can utilize this transformation program to your advantage. Because make no doubt about it, you know, overall our company is seeing our recruiting numbers more than double, more than double from last month. And it's all centered around this concept and this program. So we're here to help. We're here to help you have success with whatever you want to accomplish with your reset of your metabolism, your detox, your weight loss. We want you to have a great health experience and that entry into potentially a larger transformation of your life. And then from a money standpoint, you know, help other people do the same thing, and you can get the financial goals and the financial results that you want. So write down your goals, be specific, plan, do, measure, adjust, make things happen. And, you know, have the best experience you can and let others know about it. And that's what we do each and every day, and I hope you're doing that. So thanks so much for joining us here this evening. As I said, we have two support calls every day. Every Wednesday night we do a call. It rotates between Dr. Mike and Dave and Amy, Meet the Owners call. I believe tomorrow night it's a Meet the Owners call. That's 1 hour earlier. And then we do a business opportunity presentation 48 hours from now, same time, same number on Thursday night, talking about the transformation program from a business opportunity perspective to your prospects. So hopefully you got some good ideas from this call. All the calls are archived. They'll be in your back office. So if you got some people who missed it, let them know it's there for them and take advantage of what we're doing. And hopefully we'll see you in California or Pennsylvania or Florida here over the next 10 days. So have a great night. Thanks for joining us, and happy transforming. Bye, everybody.